Don't worry about it.
Hi.
Are we officially podcast orphans?
We're stranded alone on a deserted island. And your brother found us floating in the Atlantic.
This is our new aesthetic. We wanted to go for a kidnapped vibe. Like someone's holding us hostage in their basement.
A cigar den.
And
a Western cigar den.
Yeah, and my mic smells like Thai food, so.
Does it?
Yep.
Who had Thai?
I don't know. The last guest, I guess.
There wasn't anyone in here today, was there?
It's not a bad smell, but it's very...
It's a little basil-y.
Yeah. Yours too?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm having Thai food tonight.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried Anajack?
That's where I'm going.
Shut up.
Yes. Oh, of course God. I have. It's the best Thai food in town.
Okay.
And they have the most amazing wine selection.
I've heard all about their
wine. It's crazy, the wine. I mean, it's really crazy.
I'm shocked by how small that restaurant is.
It's so tiny. But do you know what we do? Have you ever heard of this? It's called Dorsia. I think it's a play on American Psycho, because remember who was like, there was a restaurant called Dorsia that it was really hard to get into. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there's an app called Dorsia, and what it is basically you have to be invited. And then there's in any given city, there's, I don't know, anywhere from 20 to whatever restaurants, not a huge amount of restaurants, but usually ones that they don't have to be super fancy, but that people want to get into and that they're on Resy and they only have a week out and it's like annoying to book a reservation.
Are people like selling?
No, there is a new.
Yeah, where they sell reservations.
There's a new one for that, which I want to get into that
totally
too.
Totally game to buy.
That I have a lot of questions about. But Dorsia, all it is you have to guarantee that, and I think it fluctuates week to week, depending on the day of the week and the time, you have to guarantee a certain amount for that table. So like,
it'll be like minimum?
Minimum. Okay. You have to spend, you know, sometimes it'll be like, you have to spend $250 for the whole table. Fine.
Easy.
Some of them will be like, you have to spend $200 a person. You know, some of them will be like, you have to spend $75. So it kind of all fluctuates. And depending on the situation, sometimes it makes like perfect sense.
So it's like helping restaurants get the most bang for their buck for like the last few tables they have open.
Well, no, they're not open. They hold them.
Oh.
They hold and then also what I will say is, in fact, the last time we went to Anajack through Dorsia, they actually like weirdly, I mean, they're nice there anyway. They like treated us better. They're like, thank you so much. You're using Dorsia. And they were like so nice. And you don't actually even have to pay because they just charge your card.
Shut up.
Yeah. Even if it goes over, then they'll charge your card over or whatever. But yeah.
So do you got tonight's reservation on Dorsia?
Yeah.
I want to play this game.
It's fun.
What's my hand doing?
That one?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's gripped. It's ready to kill the captor.
I just, the Thai food.
We are in Bert's podcast room.
What a narcissist. Look at all his shit.
This guy kills me. That's my favorite.
The bust of his teeth. It reminds me of City Slickers.
He's like, hey, guys.
I'm Bert.
So Bert has so kindly offered up his space to us for the next few episodes, which is so nice. And I actually love it in this room.
It's a good vibe.
It's a good vibe.
It really is.
It just makes me want to like smoke a blunt though and have some alcohol.
I do too.
Doesn't it?
I wish it were dark out. Yeah, because it bugs me out to do it when it's light.
Like drinking?
No, I'm fine drinking during the day.
Oh.
Smoking.
This room makes... Oh no, I don't... I wish I liked smoking weed. I don't. I could do like a glass of Chard or something right now.
I could too.
Okay, well maybe we'll send out for that. Anyway, so that's where we are, and just so no one's alarmed about our whereabouts.
In case you were looking for us.
Our studio's in production.
So, oh my God, Lola's Woody. Bert has one of Lola's pacifiers up on the mantle in his podcast studio. I wonder if he knows it's there.
Probably not.
How interesting.
He's like,
right next to a cigar.
Means so much to me. And an extra mic.
So last night,
yeah,
I was like, I'm going to have to cancel on Sam. I'm going to have to cancel on Sam.
Why?
I had a crazy day at work. Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Running around.
Okay.
Didn't eat anything.
Whoa.
And I was like functioning. I felt like.
You kind of look a little skinny today.
Here's why.
Okay.
So I'm running around, didn't eat anything. And I was like, oh, fuck, I've got to eat something or else I'm not going to be able to drink tonight. And that's where my head goes. Not because I need to nourish my body.
Oh.
So I stop and I get a salad and I'm driving and I'm eating. With a fucking bamboo fork. No one has experienced torture until you try to eat with a bamboo fork.
I know.
It's like an oversized chopstick. Trying yeah, to guide food
it doesn't grab anything.
It fucking sucks.
It's skinny.
Yeah, I'm like...
It's not even like a spork.
No. It's not like I'd rather just use a spoon or a serving spoon.
Exactly.
So anyway, I house that.
Uh-huh.
Go to Ted's baseball game.
Yes.
And I made a little roadie.
Okay.
A 40-ounce roadie, to be exact.
Okay.
I'm sitting there drinking it. You know, it's fucked up. I didn't tell anyone I was drinking it. So they're all like, do you want a canned beverage? And I was like, no, I'm fine with my water. And I'm like, why am I lying?
Yeah.
But anyway, so I drink that. And I get home. And Mike's like, as soon as I open my car door, this woman hands me two bags of Taco Bell. And I'm like, what? So I go inside and Mike's like, oh, I ordered Taco Bell. And I haven't had Taco Bell in like maybe 11 years.
Love Taco Bell. Love it. Love it.
13 years.
Okay.
Because I was smoking the last time I had Taco Bell.
Weed?
No. Cigarettes.
Oh, God. Whoa.
That's how long ago it was.
That's a gross combination.
Right?
Yeah.
So last time I had Taco Bell, I was 29.
Okay.
I got the stomach flu immediately after.
Okay.
So it kind of killed Taco Bell for
me.
Regardless.
Uh-huh.
Ate the Taco Bell. And I'm feeling like shit. Well, you know,
that's
naturally. Goes hand in hand.
That's the problem.
And so...
What happened? We're in heaven. We're in heaven. Our prayers have been answered. Oh my God, it's here.
Oh my
God.
There's actually Chardonnay that just appeared with a beautiful angel woman delivering them.
You know what? It's
them.
Icy. The bottles are icy.
I see that it's icy.
God, we're going down this road already. I'm down for it.
Yeah, it's sort of celebratory. Like I feel like
is.
Very positive vibes about our new home.
I feel really like...
I do too. It's just a good vibe.
Yes.
I feel like this embrace this shit.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think we need a celebratory cheers.
Okay, so I'll finish my story
and
then we'll crack that
open. Yes, yes.
So anyway, I feel like shit and I'm on the phone with someone for work. I'm not paying attention. I was like, shit, I got to get, I'm just going to do a probiotic. Just so get ahead of the problem. Do a probiotic, get into bed and I start burping. And I'm like, oh, that's weird.
Mm.
And then I'm like, oh, do I have heartburn? And then I'm like, no, I have the fucking stomach flu. This is exactly what it feels like. My stomach's making noises.
Oh, and that's why you were going to cancel on me.
So I'm just laying there and I make Mike go to the other side of the bed. Mm-hmm. Ted go to the other side of the bed. I'm like, I need to be near a toilet. Mm-hmm. He's like, are you going to throw up? And I was like, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
So I laid there for like an hour. My heart rate's like 110. It was a mess. But anyway, I wake up this morning going, and then it occurs to me that I took a probiotic. And it was a live probiotic from the fridge.
And it was like working. It's like in your, it's like, hello.
It was like,
I will tell you, I do not believe, I'm probably going to get crucified for saying this. I truly don't wholeheartedly stand behind probiotics. I like a kombucha. I like things natural occurring, like pre-pro yogurt things, whatever. Mm-mm. Anytime I have taken a live probiotic, it causes more problems for me than it does good. It really? always like it tweaks me in a bad way.
Oh, see, I got this whole office on Dr. Amy's probiotics, 100 billion.
Whatever.
It's like $3 per pill. $3 per pill. And I'm telling you, it knocks the door down.
I used to go to the pharmacy to get the ones that were always refrigerated.
Yeah, that's the one I took last night. So anyway, I woke up and I was like, was it expired? I was afraid I was going to get like E. coli.
No. I had E. coli recently.
I go and looked and I accidentally did 3 times the dose.
You took 3 pills?
No, it's a scooper.
Oh.
And the scooper I had in there was wrong. It was double and I did
it. So how do you feel now, I guess, is the question.
I feel great, but I haven't gone to the bathroom, so it's odd.
But was that your goal? You were trying to go to the bathroom?
No, I was just trying to be, I was trying to work on my wellness.
Work on my wellness.
I did a hot tea and a probiotic.
So I always have the Hydro Flask, you know, my weird water, like concoctions filled up. And I actually should throw some, maybe like glass bottles of water in my car because plastic in your car isn't good. But the kids are always thirsty. And I'm like, have some of my Hydro Flask. Care for some. They're like, tastes like milky dirt.
I do like your milky dirt.
They're like, this is milky dirt.
Oh, I almost broke that.
Lord have mercy. Yeah. So anyway, but that's about as far as I'll go. I'm not on board with the probiotics. I really think your body, I think we have to give our body more credit sometimes. It really kind of knows what to do.
Not my body.
No.
Just waiting for that dose.
Dose me up, lady. Okay. Interesting. Well, I'm glad you didn't cancel on me.
I was like, I'm going to be throwing up all fucking night. I was like, it's going to be so loud, so messy. This is just, it's going to go. Stop looking at his bust.
I can't stop looking at the cross on him. I just noticed a new detail. He's wearing a cross necklace.
Yeah, he stays prayed up.
Is that heavy? Can it sit next to me?
Could we have not gone a different color with the teeth, maybe? It's so fucking gross.
It's rad.
It's rad.
I kind of want one.
I cannot believe. Wait, I'll get us wine. You know what I want to talk about, though?
Yeah, what?
Do you follow Mom Talk?
Oh, the Mormons? Okay, let's talk about I saw them yesterday. They were on the morning show.
Right?
But this whole Mormon thing is coming, like, there's a lot of different outlets for this kind of content right now. Have you heard of Ballerina Farms?
Hell yeah. I got sucked into that fucking
thing. Wait, did I tell you about it?
No, the world did.
Oh, so see, I only know through like Brady and other people who tell me, because I'm never really on Instagram. It's a blessing and a curse.
Well, someone told me about it and said she was being held captive and she can't dance anymore.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. So then I did my own investigation.
Oh, well, that was the pop apologist that I showed you. Remember?
Yes.
Is that why you knew about them? Is that why you knew about Ballerina Farms?
Probably not, but maybe.
Okay, I think it is. I don't think you knew. Okay, get our wine.
I don't think you knew.
Get our wine and come back. Oh, there is one there. But no, there's a box. Oh, that one doesn't work?
Oh, I'm going to do it. Fitvine.
What's Fitvine?
No sugar.
Oh.
Grigian.
It's a twist. What is fit wine?
Does Bert's vibe just make us want to drink in the morning?
Yeah. Duron said he was like that Bert was the biggest party animal like in America or something voted by Playboy. Rolling Stone.
How do you not know this?
Well, you looked at me confused just now, but because I rely on you to tell me these things and I don't know.
I've known you 20 years. I'm sure we've talked about it at some
point. Is this a repeated title championship? Or is it only?
I don't know, actually.
1997.
Damn. I was going into my freshman year in college.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
On this bust thing, really quick.
Last night
on Watch What Happens Live, Andy Cohen, I guess Madame Tussauds made him a wax figure.
Those are creepy.
And it was sitting next to him. They like unveiled it. It was sitting next to him. And it actually did kind of look cuter than him. He was like, I'm kind of jealous of wax figure Andy. But it's crazy realistic.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of want one.
Mm.
Of you.
I haven't had a
in my room.
We're all over the place.
This is amazing too, by the way, the screen.
Oh my God.
Here.
Cheers. Oh, sorry. Ew, my tie cone.
All right, let Mom talk. No, I want to get into this.
Oh my gosh. Which one's him?
Oh, there it is.
The left.
Austin, you were a little sweet little gnome from the heavens. That's hit the left. The left one
he
is the wax
like,
figure.
He looks like,
Come on, he looks a little better.
He looks totally better.
Mm-hmm. It's like he's been filtered by Beauty
Andy
Plus.
Cohen's hot.
I've always thought he was kind of cute.
Yeah.
Okay, what's going on? The Mormon culture, that whole thing is a fascinating pop culture movement right now.
Fascinating.
Yeah. And I also think all the ones that I've seen, they're kind of amazing at social media. How are you?
They've nailed it.
Who's doing this for you? Like, I think they're all doing it.
They're so gorgeous.
They're so cute.
So gorgeous.
Yeah.
And they're all like, you just want to watch them dance in a weird fucking way. I don't know what it is.
Okay. But Mom Talk is the TikTok dancing thing,
yes.
Or do they have a podcast?
No, they don't have a podcast. They have a new show coming out.
Okay. Yeah.
On Hulu.
Yes.
Okay, where it follows the lives of these Mormons. So the one that I got sucked into. Oh, yeah. The one I got sucked into is Frankie Paul.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently they were, she's the front one. Mom Talk is over. Like, how cute are they?
They don't look like moms.
No, they look like children.
Yeah, well, they probably are.
And they probably combined have at least 30 children.
So, okay, but okay, how much do you know about it? Because do they talk about the Mormon religion?
I haven't seen it. It's not out yet.
No.
Oh, okay. So how cute is she? Okay. So this one right here, I guess what they were doing, they were all married, all had kids, but they did this thing called soft swinging where you could hook up with your friend's partner.
What?
But you'd stop at sex.
What?
Yeah. And I believe they were drinking, but I don't know. But wait, you know how Mormons can't drink.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
Soft swing?
Okay, so they all participated in soft swinging. A few of them are denying it. Again, I haven't seen any part of the show because it's not out yet, but...
I mean, I kind of like that.
They were soft swinging, and apparently, I don't know what her name is, Taylor Frankie? Yeah, Taylor Frankie Paul. She broke the code one night and had sex with one of the guys. The guy is so hot.
One of her friend's husbands?
I think so.
Do they all have kids? Yeah.
Yeah, they all have kids. She has like 3 kids. Oh, so that's the guy she broke the code with. The guy on the right.
So what does the other wife do while this is happening?
I don't know. I didn't get that far in my Google search. But so she broke the code with him. He's so hot.
Really?
And then they had another kid together. And I think they're married. And then they got in a fight one night. And she, I don't know, threw a chair at him, maybe? It's getting wild. So anyway, I'm obsessed.
I'm shocked
with her.
That the Mormons would be soft swinging. That's a twist.
I don't think it's like kosher. I don't think that's like, okay, we can all. Like,
they're not talking about it? Like, this is the rumor?
It's not a rumor. I mean, it happened, but I don't think anyone's fessing up to it. I think it was something they did as like a, I mean, what else are you going to do? You can't.
I don't know,
drink,
but
I mean,
yeah, that's.
I'd soft swing.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just kissing.
But that's against the religion too, to be soft swinging.
You can't have sex.
Well, oh, but you can do everything else.
I don't know. I mean, you can't have sex if you're not married.
I used to hear rumors about the few Mormon people that I knew growing up that they would do, like all the other things.
Soaking.
What's that?
Ugh.
What is soaking? What's soaking? What is soaking?
It's fucking disgusting. Are you sure? It's like...
I'm not sure.
You shouldn't be.
But now you need to tell me.
It's okay, there we go.
Sexual practice.
Inserting the penis in the vagina, but not subsequent thrust. So it's just soaking. You're just like... And you sit there. But I believe...
How would that... There would be... That does not happen. How would that happen?
You're not Mormon.
Like, but
so
how?
Then what they do, you can't intentionally do that. So they have a friend come in and jump on the bed.
Well, that's not as gross as I thought you were going to say.
Really?
I mean, it's sex without thrusting.
It's kind of gross to just sit there.
Well, it's weird that you could actually be ready and then not move. Like, I feel like, how could you control yourself? The girl could easily control herself, but the guy?
It's so weird to me.
Anyways, like, and I then would hear, like, friend- anal. I would hear, like, they would do all everything else.
Oh, the college, they did that a lot.
Yeah.
To save their virginity.
Yeah.
The Mormons like, are going to love us. That's fucking crazy.
Okay, so
I don't think Mormons do that, though.
So we don't know enough about this mom talk. I think you next time you bring me a topic, you need to, like, have more depth of it.
That's a lot.
I need
that's
to know.
That's a lot.
I need to, and they're on, like, the morning show, so they're totally promoting this show.
Yeah.
Is it going to be called Mom Talk?
No. The Secret Life of Mormon Wives, maybe? Right? Like, I don't get into the Bravo shit at all. I wish I did because it would probably give me something to talk about
with
other
women.
You know
what? It weirdly relaxes me. I can't explain it. I think I might just have like a problem with my soul. Not all of them. Orange County was the first one. It's still just obnoxious and good. It just weirdly, you can kind of tune out and still feel like you're watching. And then they're usually glammed up. So then it kind of visually, I'm like, the makeup, the hair. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Orange County, New York, I used to
like New York.
Beverly Hills, they're all sober and it's just fine, good for them, but not interesting. They need to recast that whole show, I think.
Who's still
Salt Lake City was kind of interesting.
I'd watch Salt Lake City.
You would like that.
Are they Mormon?
Some of them. And some of them are Mormon that like don't practice, you know, anymore.
Oh, I'd be into that.
That's good. Okay, so the Ballerina Farms thing was just brought up to me by a friend. It's an Instagram account, and it's a woman who used to be like a ballerina.
Yeah, she was at
like a professional ballerina.
No, she was at Carnegie Mellon. Like, where'd she dance?
I don't know, somewhere like
in
real.
New York.
Yeah, and she's beautiful. And I guess this guy like kind of like stalked her for a while.
And the guy is the heir to
JetBlue.
JetBlue.
Yeah. How do you know this?
Because I do my research.
Wow, you look at how gorgeous she is.
To say that I didn't have enough on the mom talk, uh-uh. I brought you soaking. I brought you bouncing. I brought you a lot of stats
well,
on that
know,
one.
I just know. You brought me a good amount. I want to know more.
She is so beautiful. And the guy's kind of hot, too.
Okay,
I'm not going to lie.
I guess they have five?
No, they have eight kids.
Eight kids. They claim they have no nanny. I don't know.
I believe
it. Who's doing the content? I don't know.
One of the oldest kids. Ugh, her shoes.
Okay. And then when she dresses up, she looks so bad. Oh. But when she's all like hearthy
right?
and like homey.
Oh, yeah.
So she bakes.
We get it.
She makes cheese from scratch.
Well, fuck that. That's
she milks cows. She looks gorgeous doing all of it.
I know.
Is she in Utah? Do we know?
I don't know where she lives.
So there was some speculation that she was maybe
held hostage?
Captive.
Like, I don't like her. Yes, Halston. I don't like her glam look. But she's like a pageant. She's like
Miss... She's a knockout. He kind of creeps me out.
Not me.
You like him. He's your type.
Totally.
He's fully your type.
Not the bolero and the
you
hat.
You would ditch Mike in a heartbeat for him.
It's questionable.
I mean, you like the bolo tie?
No. Could you imagine? What if Duran wears a bolo tie for the bar mitzvah? Oh, I'm going to get him a nice one to wear.
You should. Just like how you tried to like. So, yeah, I mean, it's fascinating. I mean, you could go deep diving.
Is he making fondue? I don't believe he does any of this.
So what I don't understand is she must be, I think she has like 500,000 followers or something. Yeah. At this point, she, 9 million?
9 million? Jesus.
Lord have, I mean, I was way off the mark on
Do
that.
Do your research, dude.
Okay. Fuck you. Hog fathering, that's his handle.
Ew, that's gross. Why?
I don't know. I have not. I'm.
I wonder if she's. Ew.
Oh.
I wonder if she's doing home births.
Probably, but what is she making money on? Like, who? Like, are people having her advertise?
Fascinated by.
That's
her.
What I mean.
I don't understand it.
I don't understand how you have the bandwidth to
like,
be.
Like, what blew
to be doing
her up?
That.
Because I'm like, yeah, she's easy on the eyes. She makes cheese. She's held hostage on a farm. I get it. It's intriguing, but why are people still following her? Like, why?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Like, I mean, the pictures are kind of beautiful. It's
they are.
I like the country farmy vibe. Maybe it relaxes people to like see her baking bread, but who's giving her money to like, you know,
whoa, who's buying her shoes?
Anyway, it's fascinating.
See,
so
look at how good he looks without a hat. Dear God, all those children came out of her.
Yeah.
Crikey.
Wow. But they all like work on the farm. It's probably good for a kid, you know?
I mean,
Mama,
I bet
I'm milking
none
the
of
cow.
Them have iPads or PS5s.
I don't know. What goes on? What goes on? In
Do
like,
they have TVs?
Who
Doubt
knows?
It.
Who knows?
It's kind of like an Amish feeling.
Yes.
Right?
Well, Mormonism, like I feel like often has those Amish
people
leanings.
People confuse, yeah.
Right?
But Amish is way more strict, like carriages and shit.
With the lifestyle. Yeah. It is. It's a blend. It feels Amish. It feels Amish Mormon.
Yeah.
Sorry. It also feels like, you know, like a mix between like Doen and the Great, you know, like those brands that they really lean into that mm-hmm. kind of farmy.
I think that crunchy lifestyle is coming back.
I'm not opposed.
I am.
I like my creature comforts, but there's something.
Mm-mm. I want my Derma Blend. I want my Topo Chico.
Fine. But I love just being outside and your kids actually.
Oh, yeah.
Not, I don't know. There's just there. It's so wholesome. And, you know, I mean, it's so old school, but it really. I don't know. It's like real living. It feels like you're really living.
See, my fear is someone dropped my family in, on that farm.
Yeah.
We'd all just be drinking milk and cheese because I wouldn't be able to learn how to make anything else.
Milk and cheese. I live off dairy.
We would be so inflamed, our family.
You could make like a muffin. I could see you baking
like
a banana bread.
Like carbs and cheese.
I can't deal with anything
I
with
would
yeast.
End up looking like the Pioneer Woman like a year in.
Wait. So wait, I just discovered the Pioneer Woman.
Finally. Where have you been?
I watched it on the plane. I find her. Is she Mormon? I think she lives in, oh no.
I don't know anything about her besides her recipes.
She lives in, where does the Pioneer Woman live? Alabama, maybe?
Wait, that's the Pioneer Woman?
Oklahoma, no.
No.
Oklahoma, maybe? I think Oklahoma. Anyway, her recipes.
Butter.
They're so unhealthy. She fries everything and sauces up everything, but I love it. I actually find her so fun to watch.
I've never watched.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
Well, you use her recipes?
No, but I fantasize about her recipes.
Well, then how do you know about her?
I just do. Pop culture.
How? I know nothing. There she is. She looks Mormon to me. Am I going to get canceled for saying that?
Yeah, you are.
Halston, am I right? She is fun to watch. She's just unapologetically using butter and oil.
She's like Paula Deen.
And
whoa.
She made the craziest, what was it called? This burger. Oh my God. What was it called? It was a burger that was like this big and it had like a slice of queso fresco. Like,
oh my God.
Like it was just piled a bacon, guacamole. It was crazy.
Not to circle back to Taco Bell, but it's not as good as you remembered it being.
No.
It's really not.
Probably not.
Like the hard tacos were like...
not hard.
Like flaccid.
Oh.
Where you're just like chewing. I was like, what is happening?
Have you ever had a Jack in the Box taco?
Fuck. No.
I haven't either. But that's their biggest seller.
Actually, I haven't. It's not great.
It's
but
soft,
Tim
hard.
Hollingsworth, who did ODM, he's like French Laundry for like 13 years.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Chain?
No.
He did this pop-up chain that like does high-end versions of all the fast food favorites. He does a Jack in the Box taco that's to die for.
Wait, at a restaurant?
No, it's like a pop-up. He doesn't actually have like a location.
I mean, I feel like a taco is a hard
thing
to mess up.
It's not great.
It's not great. You've had it?
The Jack in the Box one?
Oh.
Mike gets it all the time. I think I've tried
People love it.
Yeah, no. I do. They sell a box of baby tacos. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen those? They're adorable. They're like this big and they're hard.
I love a little
and they're like
everything.
Melded together and you get like a thing of ranch and a thing of like cheese, nacho cheese. That I can house.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, the Pioneer Woman is not a healthy chef, but she is fun to watch. Weirdly, I don't know why, because there's no frill. There's no bells and whistles like on the show. It's very like
a cooking show in years.
I love a cooking show.
I know. Bert watches it while he works out. It's so bizarre to me.
It's soothing.
Is it? He says the same thing.
Yeah.
It's soothing.
Yeah, because you're not like emotionally invested in it. But there's something soothing about watching something methodical like that, you know?
Yeah.
And then there's a tangible end.
Result.
Yeah.
A before and after.
You love a before and after.
I fucking love a before and after.
I only have befores.
I only have befores, but I would love a good after.
That's amazing.
I
can't believe you were trying to convince me to get Luca a cell phone.
He got me good. Do you know what? He's so cute.
What was his pitch?
He's so cute. He was like, I'm like excited about your bar mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, yeah, I'm just concerned. My friends are going to be like, what? And I go, about what? He's like, my mom's forcing everyone to check their phones. And I was like, wait, at what part? He's like, the party. And I was like, what'd she say? Because she wants them to be part of, like, live in the moment, be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that makes sense. And I was like, do you have to do it with your phone? He's like, are you kidding? I don't have a phone. I was like, oh, when do you get that? And he's like, 8th grade. And I go, okay. I was like, would you die if they got you a phone for your bar mitzvah? He's like, that would be so fire. I was like, oh, bless your heart.
I love how you came along, like, as if there hadn't been that much thought into it. And you're like, guys.
Yeah, like you hadn't thought about.
Picture this.
Picture this.
And Daron and I were like, yeah. Like,
I would.
iPhone. Luca's birthday. Luca's bar mitzvah present.
But.
What's better than that?
Can I tell you? You would blow his fucking mind if he got one.
For 2 seconds. And then he'd just become more of like a dick. Yeah.
I got to laugh at all.
2 seconds. 2 seconds.
He's such a sweet kid.
Yes, but this is an interesting age and again, new territory for me because he's my oldest. So,
well, as is locked into the fact, he's like, they're going to get me one at 7th grade.
Well, isn't that sort of what happens?
What?
The oldest has to wait the longest and then, you know.
That's not fair. You can't do that to Luca.
I'm not saying that's definitely going to happen. I don't think it's out of the question to think that the middle.
Oh, Ezra is like, trust me, it's happening.
So then today, Ezra goes, so it's 2nd grade for Dom. He's still going to get iPad on the weekdays. I quit at 2nd grade. It was like, I'll consider it. I said, but it's not for you to worry about. They're all, you know, sizing each other up and comparing.
They really
are. You can't totally compare. But ultimately, the no phone for Luca, and I've done a lot of research on it, is for his own benefit. I know that in a lot of ways, it would even be easier for me, you know, convenience-wise. Although he does have the watch that I can call him on. But it's so much pressure, especially being his age and coming, having that much information and having that, not just the phone. I said, I'll buy him a flip phone tomorrow. He wants his phone. He can have a flip phone. He can have one right now. He doesn't want it.
That's a boner shrinker. No one wants a flip phone.
Whatever. A phone without like a computer, right? He doesn't want it.
I'd rather just be off the grid.
He doesn't want it. And I said, you know what? You're already like a magnet for people. People like are so drawn to you. And I said, and being not that accessible is kind of like, kind of like a good
thing. So how do his friends call him? They call your house line?
No. They call his iPad.
Oh.
Yeah. But he has a phone number on his phone,
and
he doesn't
have social media, right? That would be my thing of being like, no social media. You can have a phone, no social media.
Well, then here's the thing. There's friends of mine who they've gotten their kids' phones this year, last year, and they're like, well, no social media. But then the kids are like doing it anyway, you know? Yeah. Like his friend Ezra does have, I don't know about Instagram. I don't know that they care that much because not their friends aren't on Instagram, but their friends are on Snapchat. And then the TikTok, they like to like scroll. That's really...
Oh, see, TikTok would be non-negotiable for me.
It would be a no?
No.
Yes, exactly. But they have it. And then I don't know if all the parents know or not. And anyway, it's just a slippery slope. It's a slippery slope. And you know what? Like, it's a lot of pressure. Like, I need to post content. I need to engage. I need to get likes. At this little, not that he has a little brain. At this point in time, he's too little. His brain is developing. Why put that into the mix? It's daunting for an adult. I think social media, 99% of social media is sort of emotionally toxic.
I hate it.
It's the soul suck. I told you, it's a soul suck. Yeah.
I find myself, you know what? It's like, I compare it to being an addict and waking up and using.
Yeah.
Like if I wake up and I start scrolling.
Yeah.
It's fucking downhill from there.
This is
like,
what
that's
I mean.
All I'm gonna do. Where I go, I could easily take Instagram off and be totally Facebook. Go fuck yourself. Like I could take it all off and be totally fine.
I could too.
Let's take a break starting today.
I think so. Well, I'm not on it that much. I mean, I think it's partially our age, obviously our personalities too. We're just, I don't know. It doesn't make me feel happy.
No, I logged on today. Do you know what the first alert I got was?
What?
It was scientists discover that you drastically age at 44 and then again at 60. And I was like, didn't need to know that. like, why was that fed to me?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. But it was probably fake article.
I keep getting fed dopamine detox.
You know
I
what it was? It was probably a fake article that was like, but if you buy this cream.
No, it wasn't. There was no click through. Oh. It was just like, here's a stat
because
for
usually
your morning.
It's like, well, you know, if you buy this supplement or if you
am probably the world's best consumer.
Yeah.
Cause you know what I just bought?
What?
Flood.
What's Flood?
Flood.
What's Flood?
You're so not on social media. It kills me. The fucking
don't you love it though?
A little bit.
Isn't it cute? Isn't it endearing?
It's endearing. My little Mormon friend.
What is...
No, Flood are these bath packets they're doing online.
Okay.
One's like anti-rage. One's like... Oh, thank you. No, Flood.
Flood.
Flood. With a W, Halston. Jesus. Flood. Yep, Flood bath soaps.
I mean, I wouldn't have been my initial.
I don't want to know the reviews. I just want to buy them. Know what I mean? Crush your panic.
Whoa.
Right?
Yeah.
I'll share mine with you.
Oh my God.
Right? What do you want to do?
Anxiety.
Once a month.
Rawr. This looks like what my doctor's daughter kit would be like. It's like, are you batshit?
Yes.
Are you hypochondriac?
Yeah, exactly. So look at this. So they're packets. Each packet, don't come at me that I don't do my research. I read.
I'm sorry that it really offended you.
I'm
sorry. I take it back.
Thank you.
Am I forgiven?
From wide awake to sound asleep, I'm sure that one is high in magnesium. Put anxiety on notice. So these, one packet is the equivalent.
High in Xanax.
No way.
No.
One packet's the equivalent of taking 15 Epsom salt baths. Which, remember Jessica Biel before Met did like 15 Epsom salt baths?
Before what?
Met Gala. I think that was it.
Oh, because it like sucks all
It sucks all the bloat out of you.
Well, and water.
Well, water causes bloat.
Yeah.
But look at this.
I was reading recently that a certain amount of inflammation is actually healthy for you.
Boosts serotonin, right? Dampens adrenaline. Eases cortisol. Oh, so anyway.
Did you buy them?
Fuck yeah.
Have you used them?
I think they're delivered today.
Okay, great.
I get like 9.
Call me from the back.
So anyway, how they're promoting this is saying like before and after pictures of girls' cortisol face.
Cortisol face?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's like my face. It's just like slightly puffy.
Stop.
Like it's just like, it's a sweet little doughboy. Mm. Like it's, and then these girls are like, do their bath salts and they're like, look at me.
You know what works better than that?
What? Not drinking.
Tomato, tomato. Dipping your face in a bowl of ice water.
I don't like that.
Ooh, it feels so good. Where Everything do you do goes it, though? Snatched.
Where do you do it?
Well, so I did it. I've done it.
Are you looking up cortisol face?
Flud. Flud.
Flud.
Are they Nordic? Are they from Norway? I have done it a few times before, but while I was gone, I actually put my whole face in the cold plunge. Cotty?
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
Oh.
But.
I've done that actually when I've
been. But what I've seen a lot of really high level makeup artists do to their models or celebrity, whatever, before is have a bowl of ice water. And they dip their whole face, not like your under,
but like
face.
Like what you would wash.
For like, you know, 30 seconds, whatever.
Oh, look at that. So it's high fat deposits in your jowls from, I don't think you have cortisol face.
How could I possibly? I'm perfect.
You don't have stress in your life.
None.
The symptom of face swelling and puffiness been given cortisol face. Do I have to put my head under when I do this bath? Oh, I guess you're loosening the cortisol in your body.
Yeah, and therefore, the lymph drainage.
My face is like.
Anyways, I like the ice bath. I would try this, but please report back. I'm very curious. I love a shtick like this.
Oh, right? Inflammation, blood sugar. I mean, it's just, you hit the nail on the head.
I don't like Googling anything health related. It's really sketchy.
You know what my doctor said? If you search for it, you'll find it.
Like in a good way?
Mm-mm. Not in a good way, no.
Like if you're like...
You're like red lumps, so-and-so medication, high stress. They're like, yes. You'll find like a Reddit post. It's like, yes.
Yes, what?
I have the same thing.
And?
I think it's...
I'm no longer living.
I don't know. I haven't had a Pinot Gris in a while.
Gris. I think if you Google anything... You'll find it, whether or not it's related to what's actually going on with you.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
The most frustrating thing is when you start to Google something that you have. Mm-hmm. What was it the other day? I think it was like cystic chin acne. Cortisol. Like I was doing something and it didn't auto-populate. Oh, no.
What?
It was, Ted was telling me a few times in the last few months, the last 2 weeks, he's like, I can't taste that. And I'm like, what?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And so I swabbed him.
Yeah.
He's like, every now and again, he'll be like, I can't taste that.
Yeah.
And then the other day, 2 days ago, he was like, I can't taste this. And I go, what do you mean? He's like, I don't know. I'm starting to think I can't taste things that have food coloring in it. And it was such a developed like thought for someone his age that I was like, what?
Do you think there's something to that?
I go, you can't taste anything with food coloring? So I started going everything that he eats on the reg that like has food coloring. I'm like, can you taste Otter Pops?
Yeah. Red dye number.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, yeah. I think he ate something when he was visiting this office. And he was like, a little bit, not really. And I'm like, what? So then I went to go Google that. I'm like, toddler can't taste anything with
red
food
dye.
And coloring didn't pop up. So I was like, motherfucker. Like, I want it to auto-populate to be like, yes, other people have experienced it.
And so then you don't even care what it says as long as you see it
auto-populate. Yeah, so long as I see it and they're like, this is not something to worry. It's usually seasonal allergies. Like, I want something to go, you're fine.
Oh, are you still worried about it?
A little bit. I thought it was connected to him having walking pneumonia.
Hmm.
But maybe. He still has it.
What is he not tasting? Like the salt or the sugar or what?
Sugar.
sugar.
It's all sweet. Oh, he's broken it down.
I can't taste the sugar. He's like eating he's spoonfuls like, of sugar.
like,
what about now? What about now?
Now. And he's like, no, it's typically things that are like bright colors that I can't taste. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, that's specific.
Huh. I wonder. What do we think?
I don't know what it means.
I mean, he looks good to me.
I know, right?
I feel like you shouldn't be worried.
Hope not. And secondly, I just bought those damn glasses for him because you know how he was complaining.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, the other night I go, why aren't you wearing your glasses? He's like, I only wear them when I'm on my iPad. And I'm like, no.
What's his vision? Like, do you know?
I don't know. Everyone's asking me that. I have no idea. He has astigmatism. That's all I know.
So he's not 20/20? Or does astigmatism?
No. When he did his vision test, the doctor was like, ugh. Let's dilate and find out like the accurate prescription.
Yeah.
And then they dilated him and then he did a vision test. He's like, it's actually not as bad as I was expecting it to be.
What about when they do the little the chirpy thing in the pediatrician's office?
Those are fine.
Oh, okay.
I think they're looking for like diseases or like tumors.
I think it looks at the shape of the
lens
or something. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. I think he's fine.
I'm sure he's fine, but that was one thing I went to go Google and it didn't auto-populate. And I was like,
speaking
fuck.
Of cortisol face, I just had Nancy, our dermatologist, inject me with some shit.
What'd you get?
It's called Sculptra.
What?
What? So it's not it's a filler. It's okay. It's not like a filler, like a hyaluronic filler.
Halston will be the judge of that.
It's Sculptra butt lift. Maybe what? I need that.
Do Sculptra before and afters.
So it's almost like a silicone compound.
Oh.
What? Look at that.
Wow. She looks great.
Look at that. I think I'm looking pretty good.
You do, but I'm concerned. I don't understand. What did they do?
So basically, it's not like a traditional filler that's like a jelly, like viscose. Like, okay, so traditional filler, it's usually like some sort of hyaluronic compound, right?
Yeah.
And there's different viscosities depending on where you want to put it, but it's instant. You put it in and you're like, whoa, you know what I mean? You see it, right? And also with that same sentiment, you can also dissolve it with I think you dissolve it with hyaluronic acid too, if you didn't like it, right? Because they can dissolve those types of fillers. Sculptra is more like, she compared it to like a silicone, but it's actually just like a liquid. It's powderized, comes powderized. They mix it and then it's liquid, but it's not,
it's not jelly?
No. It's they call it a collagen enhancer. So basically you put it in and you don't see anything right away. And it's supposed to build over the next month or two to three weeks,
this.
Right?
Okay.
But if you don't like it, there's no like, I mean, usually people have to do 2, 3, 4 like different sessions of it.
Finish that. If you don't like it, you can't get it out?
No.
Forever and ever?
But it's not like it's building your own collagen. So, I don't know that you would even ever...
Can we do Sculptra before and after or bad after? I don't know.
Don't do bad. Do the good ones.
Sculptra fails?
So anyways, you don't really see it right now, but we'll see. She wants me to wait a month to even like consider like doing... Because a lot of injectors will be like, you need to commit to doing 2 or 3. Otherwise, you won't see a difference. It's very, very subtle. But they'll use it in places like, you know, like these like smile lines here where... where they would never put thick filler.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be more natural. But the whole filler thing is interesting too because...
I've never done a filler.
Yeah. And I think the whole movement right now is like...
Ooh. She looks great.
Thank you. Thank you, Sculptor USA. Oh
my God.
Yeah. Do that.
Yeah,
oh,
bitch.
Oh, damn.
Her eyes still look a little jacked.
Well, I'll never do that under my eyes because that scares the shit. It's just so scary. You can go
Where did you do it then?
Nancy.
No. What parts of your face did you do?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
I would.
So the whole movement is lately, I think across the board, is no filler. Nobody wants to do filler.
No one wants filler anymore.
But at the end of the day, filler is still really useful because I think now women, a little older than us, not that much, are like, I'll wait for the facelift. I'll do like, you know, this and look more natural. But at the end of the day, you still are going to need volume in some places, which even a facelift isn't going to like.
The
problem is when people do too much filler and then they're just like, they look like they have cortisol face times a million, right? So I did it. I was noticing like this kind of like hollowing here. which I think I never noticed before. And then the other day I was like, oh my God, I'm like hollow here, which is totally just a normal sign of aging.
It's the only hollow part of my body.
Yeah. So she put some here, and then she was also like, this is, should I tell her secret trick to the world? She said that her trick is she puts it here, right here. Grab the skin right there.
I can't. Mine's too taut. It's weird. So crazy. Yours just flies out.
She puts it here. So then you're like, it then creates collagen here to kind of pull that.
And shut the fuck up.
Swear to God.
Did she put any in your lips?
No. I do real filler in my lips.
You badass bitch.
Badass bitch. Anyway.
Zip, zip.
I think it might be the placebo effect where I'm weirdly.
You don't look any different to me.
I'm like, damn, I look good. When I was on vacation, I felt like I was 100 years old. I don't know why. Maybe the lighting, I was like, who's that? The fuck? I was like, schedule me immediately. Put me on the waiting list with like Madonna's. Not Madonna's.
Dr. Sam told me, she's like, you could do a little zip, zip right here.
What's a zip, zip?
Just a little zip, zip.
Filler?
She's like, no one would notice.
Like that because you have volume here and not here.
Thanks.
No, but I mean.
Just kidding. You're a bitch.
Do you want to be honest?
What's wrong with my lips?
Nothing.
I have a huge bottom lip.
Nothing. I just like.
You like filler.
I like filler.
I could do this.
My number one place I like filler is in the lips.
But do you do your bottom lip?
Yes, of course. I don't. Not all of us are blessed with a juicy bottom lip.
Thanks. Stop it. I've had enough. I could fill up these little wings.
I just like a little. It also makes your lips look more hydrated. I like that look. I just think
you've always run hard and fast with that sentiment, and I dig it. You're like, I like the filled look lip. I don't care if people look at me and go,
yeah,
she looks like she had her lips done.
Yeah.
Where you're like, no. That was the point.
If it's well done and people are like, they're probably done, cool, rad. I don't care. It's just like, you know what it is? It's just like a great pair of fake boobs. Like I love a small, perfect, even hard looking fake
like
boob.
A water balloon.
Lauren's boobs.
Perfect.
I love her boobs.
Yeah.
I love them. I don't think I'll ever do a boob job.
Neither will I.
But there is something about that. And no natural boob could look like that. Nope. I love the look of a really small, well-done fake boob. Love it. Love it.
You can't be fat, though, unfortunately.
Yeah, you can. Oh, why not?
Okay.
Why not?
With a fake boob?
Sure.
I don't know. I feel like it's lost when you have big arms and fake boobs. I like that weaselly-looking arm hanging off that torso. And
like
just,
Ted's body?
Yeah, like if we just put two implants into Ted. And sickly little limbs.
Epic.
Oh my God.
Ted would look epic. Totally showcasing
those implants.
Because he's
got the gutters too. Oh my God.
Yeah.
He could put on short shorts and a top and be like Lauren's sidekick.
He really could.
He really could.
But I don't really have any sort of shame or secrecy about
because
anything.
That's what you should be. If you're doing it, just fucking embrace it. Roll with it.
Yeah. And I just think now we have so many things we can do to stay looking vibrant and feeling good. I mean, it's really crazy.
No, but I think we do that shit to feel good. You know what I mean?
Yes, but I don't just mean all the topical stuff. I mean the stuff I'm putting in my water, like your probiotic. Yeah. I mean, we have so many things to like from the inside out, the outside in. I mean, it's crazy. It's really crazy. I really think that people look so much younger now.
There's a girl.
Even Leanne's friends who were here the other night that are like 70 and 60. I was like, what?
The fuck? I'm like Benjamin Button.
Like what? Like hyperbaric chamber of the living in?
What are you sleeping?
Yeah. Like, is that why they have to leave so
pillow?
Early?
Yeah. You have to get your oxygen treatments. I was like, what the fuck? It's like a cocoon.
Wait, cocoon. Gutenberg. Best movie ever, by the way. I need to revisit. That probably holds up. Cocoon. This weekend, family movie.
What pool are you sleeping in?
Yes, exactly.
I was thinking the
what
same
boat
thing.
What do you have to board? I love when Halston laughed. It makes me feel like we really landed.
I know. I'm like, ding, ding.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, I was thinking that the other night. I was like, how does your face look like this?
Right?
Yeah.
They are defying
gravity.
Yeah, everything.
Everything. I mean, holy shit.
They really are. They really are. It's miraculous.
Is that why you have to leave early? To get into your Michael Jackson tank? Like, what the fuck?
Oh, so do you think you'll ever do anything? Do you think you'll ever do?
Yeah, I just got to wait for Mike to go out of town.
Because like your family doesn't do anything.
Nothing.
So you see, like I have a mother and a sister who do everything. So for me, it's like, it's not far from the tree. You know, the apple hasn't fallen that far. So for me, I'm like, oh, well, they've done it and they're still like living and fine.
I got a lot of shit at first, but I feel like I'm just like that kid now. You know?
What kid?
Like
the kid that does everything they don't?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's my brand.
Are you going to stay with Nancy? Like, is she your girl?
You know what's so funny? What? I was thinking about this after I dropped Lola off at school. This is how shallow and empty my brain is. Yeah. Where I was like, God, something came up, like one of our reels, right after I'd went to your girls. And I was taut.
Oh, of you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I liked it. But
I was like,
completely 100% honest, I liked it.
I didn't like my eyebrows, but I think that was just, and everyone says this who does Botox, they're like, trial and error. We've got to figure out where those muscles are, where we can inject and not. But this part of my face was like teenage dream.
Mm-hmm. So that's the thing though. With any injector, you go and then you are like, I liked this, I didn't like this. You know what I mean? They're great. I love them. I stand by them. Nancy's so damn smart.
Yeah, I know.
She's an MD. She's a derm.
Wait, your girls aren't?
They're PAs, physician's assistants. Yeah. Most
of them are PAs.
Most of them are like RNs, even. They're not even PAs. Yeah. In fact, I think a law just passed I don't know that you have to be a registered nurse now to do it.
Oh, stop.
Anyway, I just like how much information Nancy has, and especially with like the Sculptra, I was like, it's a new thing for me. And she's very conservative. Like, you know, anyone else you go to would be like, you got to commit to doing it three times. She's like, I don't even want to, she didn't say months. She said, I don't want to see you for 3 months because everybody's body responds differently to the enhancement, right? So it's like she said she had to do 8 times in one person where like another person needed 2 or 3, but she just wants to wait and see.
She's so good. There's certain things so I've asked for when I went in and she just looked at me. She's like, listen.
Sometimes she talks you out of stuff.
Yeah. She goes, why do you want it?
Yeah.
She's like, honestly, is it like keeping up with the Joneses?
What did she say?
Something, maybe a lip flitter.
Was it the nose thing?
Oh, she was adamant against the nose thing.
The Botox nose? Job. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I pretended like I was asking for my friend.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, yeah, that's weird.
I do that with doctors all the time. my son, my friend. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so then I asked her about, I don't know if it was a lip flip or something. She's like, you don't need a lip flip.
You don't. No.
She's like,
I agree.
She goes, you don't need a lip flip.
No.
She's like, if you want to do a little filler on either side, she's like, I could do it where no one notices, but you feel better.
I think I 100%, anyone would tell you, because you have a good amount of tooth showing. You don't want more. Yeah.
Oh God, I'd be like Mr. Ed. I'd be like, hello, everyone.
Hello.
Look at my piano keys.
I'm Rich Duran. Well, you know what else? I can always throw in like a pediatric derm question to her while I'm there. She'll always be like, I don't do peds. But I'll be like, well, just saying, if you had a scar from a dog.
I think I showed her a rash once. She's like, whose arm is that? I was like, an adult. She's like, it's not an adult. I was like, fair enough. But what do you think it is? She's like, I just don't do this.
In hypothetically, theory, what would you do?
If this rash were on a big arm,
totally.
What would you think?
It's funny that she adamantly swears that the medicine behind both are so different. I can't imagine it being that different. Is it?
Because half the shit that kids pop up with.
Yeah.
Yes. It's bullshit.
Yes, but like scars.
Oh, yeah.
But no. I guess, you know, when you're young, your scars definitely healed in a different way.
Oh, Ted is like a yearbook with scars.
What do you mean?
Because I don't put sunblock on them.
Yeah. Oh, so that's the key.
Yeah, well.
For all scars.
Well, great.
Yeah, it's too late for you?
He's got like henna tattoos on his face now because I haven't put sunblock on him all fucking summer.
That just reminded me. Oh my God, henna.
And he's got like, he's sealed in.
You know what though? Scars on guys, it's kind of messed up.
He's got
hot.
Like one right here.
Ooh, I haven't seen that one.
And then he burnt himself with a lighter right here. I don't know. I'm like, that could be hot.
Are you okay? Why are you not? The lighter thing, I think you told me. I'm not, I don't like that story.
No, it's not like I don't either, but it happened and he was scared and just now he has that scar. Most people have that scar on their arm. He has it on his face. It is.
I mean, Ezra
is.
Has two scars on his forehead, so.
I don't even notice as these scars.
You know, the second one was done by the same doctor. I think it was a different direction. The first one was kind of like this, which is so hard. The other one was more going across. I guess those are much easier to stitch up. You can't even see. The more recent one, you can't even see.
Yeah.
The first one you can kind of see. But whatever. I mean, like.
Who cares? It's a dude.
I don't know. And even if you're not a dude, I mean, like, I don't know. Like, I have scars on my nose from, like, I don't even know what. Like, people think I had a nose ring. Like, I'm like, on both sides, like three. But I've had them since I was 19 or 20. And I don't even remember like picking my face to that degree. I mean, I may or may not have, but I just think it's my skin. Like, I don't know. Like the pores expanded. There's like a word for it, but there's nothing I can do about it. I've like consulted so many. I mean, can you put filler in there? They're like, no.
Oh, it's like my nose. I can't get rid of that fucking bulbous scar.
Really?
No.
Nancy's-
oh, I talked to Nancy about it last time. She's like, I wouldn't trust a plastic surgeon that agreed to remove it.
Because this skin, you don't want, nobody will touch that. Nobody. She but what about like, a laser or something?
I'd have to get a dick load of laser treatments.
Do a dick load of laser treatments.
That is?
I like a dick load of laser
treatments. Have you tried parking at her office? It's worth the scar.
Oh,
like,
can I tell you my secret?
What?
My parking secret for Melrose
Place?
You
fucking throw on your hazards or what? Are you
no.
Uber? What?
Nordstrom's local.
Fuck. Really?
It's parking in the back.
You go in and buy something?
No, they don't know.
Ew. You just walked her off.
Sometimes I do go in there. Like mainly that place is for returns. It's like tailoring, returns, and then pickup, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. If I can't find a spot, I go to the Nordstrom's local. There's like six spots back there. Huh. And I park. And then they're all so cool in there. No one's going to tow me. Shh. You should do it.
All right, I'll do that. It's close by, right?
Not kidding. Or go in there and buy a greeting card. They have like birthday cards and then walk out and then go do your freaking thing. It's across from Alfred's. It's like at the corner.
Okay.
You'll walk two blocks.
Fair.
Block and a half.
Whatever. Yeah. I already do that.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Melrose Place is a hard knock life over there.
It sucks.
Ugh. I ask the employees, I'm like, how do you come to work every day? Like, what do you do? I think they park like...
They're not parking there.
Are they Ubering? What are they doing?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What is going to be... So we're going to move into a different area of this studio.
Mm-hmm. Of this building. Yes.
This
a
building,
different room.
This building.
Yeah.
It's going to be our aesthetic.
Sexual.
Are we doing camp life like this?
Well, I'm going to see if Bert will let me borrow the bus whenever we're recording.
The bus is so creepy.
It brings me so much joy. It sparks joy. It's so KonMari for me. Like if I had to get rid of everything in my house and just keep one thing, that would be what I would keep.
Halston, who gave him the bust? Are you kidding?
Should we see if we can make our own busts?
I want white teeth on mine.
I'll go topless for mine.
Of course you will. Your bust.
And then we'll white out your teeth.
Can we please get two baby busts?
I'm
and yours
not
will
even,
be busty and mine will be white.
I'm not kidding. Like, I want my bust to have bust.
I'm so in for that.
Yours will be busted.
I'll be like, with my lip flip.
Yours will be post filler flip. All right. I love you.
Love you too.
This was awesome.
I know.
Excited for our new life.
I am too. Great vibes here, right?
So good.
Halston, do you like us? Do you really?
Yes. There's a gun to his head right now.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.